This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 17th of February. New South Wales beat South Australia for the second time in 3 days, meaning that neither side can now qualify for the Ryobi One Day Cup final. Going into the match, the Blues would need an unlikely double bonus point win, while the Redbacks simply needed a victory. As it happened, New South Wales emerged victorious by 18 runs, thanks mainly to a sparkling century from Brad Haddin. His 125-112 balls took the visitors to 266 for 8 in their 50 overs. South Australia then slipped 139 for 6 in their run chase, before Johan Botha and Tim Lunnerman brought them back into contention with 50s. With 26 needed off 25 balls, Lunnerman was bowled by Gurinder Sandhu, who then also bowled the last two batsmen, and they were all out for 248. Western Australia and Queensland are now the two sides left in contention to join Victoria in the final. The race for the Plunkett Shield is now a two-horse one, after the top three sides all recorded wins in the penultimate round of matches, meaning that Northern Districts are now out of the hunt. Leaders Central Districts had relatively little difficulty knocking off the remaining 103 runs that they needed to beat Canterbury. Matthew Sinclair ensured against any late drama by hitting a calm 53. Over in Dunedin, Auckland were unable to hold on for a draw against second place Otago and were all out for 351 in their second innings, leaving Volt needing just 4 to win. Gareth Hopkins did move on to 74 for the Aces before becoming the second victim for James McMillan, while Michael Bates ended on 46 not out. And Northern Districts wrapped up a consolation win over Wellington. They lost both openers early in the day to cause a few jitters, but Darrell Mitchell followed up his first innings century with unbeaten 51 to guide them to their target of 148 with 5 wickets to spare. The Bangladesh Premier League semi-final between Chittagong Kings and Sylhet Royals had to be abandoned without a ball bowled due to heavy rain in Dhaka. The two teams will try again on the reserve day tomorrow. Warriors recorded a comfortable win over Knights on the second day of match in South Africa's Ram Slam T20. Christian Yonker hit 66 not out of 44 balls, adding 109 with Colin Ingram for the second wicket, as they chased down their Duckworth Lewis adjusted target of 127 with 11 balls to spare. Knights had only been limited to 136 for 7 by some tight bowling. Rusty Tyrone emerged as the pick of the Warriors attack with 2 for 23. In the other match, Lions thrashed Cape Cobras by 9 wickets in Potchefstroom. Quinton de Kock blazed a century off only 59 balls, helped Lions chase down their target of 184 with 7 balls to spare. Dane Villas had earlier top scored for Cobras with 63, while Kazim Adams chipped in with a 22 ball 43. Barbados closed day 2 of their 4-day match against Guyana with a lead of 142 runs, after dismissing the visitors for 225 in reply to their 367. And the Windward Islands took control against Trinidad and Tobago. After earning a first innings lead of 81, they then reduced the visitors to 52 for 5 in their second innings by stumps. Earlier, Devon Smith had made 99 and Tyrone Theophile 70, as Windwards were all out for 260.